For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Stevie says concerning free beer, 10 minutes of his audio will make her head explode. I cannot wait. We'll be adding to the word scramble, free beer word scramble. I mean, it already is very long, but we'll be able to drop another 20 seconds to the already minute and a half long clip. There's going to come a point when we're going to actually have to retire the clip because it's getting too long to play. It's eating up too much time. All right. I need to use the boys' room. I'll be back. Thank you so much for being here. Darla's kind of hilarious in the background there. Outstanding. All right. Another day, another bit of drama concerning this DEI wiping of people that aren't white from government websites. I wish I had more information, more than just the Trump administration saying that diversity, equity, and inclusion is like a racist thing, is discriminatory. It's remarkable how that's been flipped around, considering that diversity, equity, and inclusion at its face is a good thing. What's wrong with people being included, you know? I mean, like, for example, with the line of work my wife is in with the special education class, one of the things that's very important is that those young people feel included. And to the letter of the law, that would be a problem with the current administration, that's not good to include them. And I don't understand what it's hurting to do that. I don't think it is. I mean, I get, like I talked about before, I get the idea that people should be hired on their merits, not by the color of their skin. I agree with that. But this whole sweeping thing to just eradicate from government websites the accomplishments of important people, I don't understand it. I would need someone to explain it. And I don't think anybody really can. I think that the administration is comfortable doing that. And I think that people that voted for Trump, like some of you ding-dongs, you don't have an answer. So you're just quiet, which, in my opinion, is a bad thing. You should at least be saying, yeah, I voted for him, but this is fucking nuts. You should be saying that. Okay, because it is. And now I've heard the other side say, well, yeah, but before Trump, they were taking down our statues. Yeah, assholes, the statues that were being taken down were of like Confederate generals who supported slavery and were part of a terror organization that the rest of the United States had to destroy. So it stands to reason that we should not honor those fucking idiots. Yeah, but it's our history. It's our heritage. Okay. There's no getting through to you. You're too stupid. So now this is payback. Well, yeah, you got rid of our statues, so we're getting rid. Well, those were statues of bad people. These are commendations and recognitions of people that are actually important. Code talker, Navajo code talker guy. Japanese Americans in internment camps who survived and supported the war effort against Japan. How about black general who got wiped out? And then they like, oh no, we fucked up on that one. We wiped that out. And then they like put it back. Well, the latest one now is Jackie Robinson, the baseball player who it was important part of history because he broke the color barrier. He was the first black guy. Branch Rickey of the then Brooklyn Dodgers said, Jesus Christ, this black guy's great. I don't give a shit about the color of his skin. Let's put him on the team. And it put him on the fucking team. And that was it. You know, the rest is history. Well, Jackie Robinson also had a military career. He's a veteran. And, you know, that's a pretty big deal. You've got an athlete who show their service. It's cool. Just like Ted Williams was a fucking fighter pilot. And what's the name of the there was a fucking football player about two decades ago who I don't remember his name. He's a white guy. So I guarantee you they didn't wipe him. It was a really crazy story. He was a football player for the Arizona Cardinals. And then after 9/11, he joined the military because he was like, you know, wanted to defend the country or some stupid shit like that. So obviously not the smartest person in the world, but he did it. And then he got killed. And then the government, they went ahead and made up a story about him getting killed. Pat Tillman, that's it. Before we continue, Aram says, I don't think that Eric beat himself up enough about his first thought that Native American code talkers had a knack for breaking Japanese codes in World War II. Duly noted, and you are correct. I kind of did gloss over that. For a change, I'm actually happy with your contribution to the show. That is a fantastic thing to bring up. When talking about Navajo code talkers, who they would speak their own language, which couldn't be picked up by the Japanese. They couldn't figure it out. So I didn't realize that they were doing that. I thought they were like, hey, we know how to speak Japanese because we speak Navajo. God. Thank you. Thank you for highlighting that again. I feel like an asshole all over again. Anyway, so Tillman, they said that he was killed in combat with the enemy, but in fact, it was friendly fire, and that was exposed later. It was a big scam. It was a fucking horrible thing. The Tillman family was pissed off. Well, I'm sure Tillman's not wiped from the record. It was a great story. Just like any athlete who fights for his country now, I'm pretty sure that Robinson had to join the military, considering the time. But here he is. This is the picture of Jackie Robinson in military uniform signing a contract with a minor league baseball team in Montreal, a farm team for the Brooklyn Dodgers in 1945. He was so damn good. Handsome devil, by the way, Jackie Robinson. He would then obviously go on to great things. He's a fucking veteran. Give the guy a break. They're wiping this. Jackie Robinson's Army history has been deleted by the Pentagon, according to a story in Newsweek. This is Trump's spokesperson, White House spokesperson, Caroline Leavitt.
If you are an American who has spent many years studying aviation and you graduate from school and you're an air traffic controller based on skill and merit, and then you apply for a job and you're forced to fill out a biographical questionnaire asking you the color of your skin and asking you where you're from in details that aren't relevant at all to the job description, I think that deteriorates the morale of people in this industry. And
I agree with that part.
If you talk to people in this industry, they'll tell you that. In fact, many of them filed a lawsuit against the FAA a couple of years ago under Joe Biden's administration because they were denied positions because of this.
By the way, she's a cutie, isn't she?
A DEI hiring practice that was putting identity politics over merit and skills. That's unacceptable. And I think just to put a fine point on this, because this is the third or fourth question I've answered on this subject, when you are flying on an airplane with your loved ones, which every one of us in this room has, do you pray that your plane lands safely and gets you to your destination, or do you pray that the pilot has a certain skin color? I think we all know the answer to that question, and as President Trump said yesterday, it's common sense.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with all that. That's an old clip, by the way. But when it comes to what we're talking about here, purging online content, celebrating a person's accomplishments. What a pile of shit. The webpage now, if you search Jackie Robinson on the Department of Defense website, the URL says DEI and leads to a 404 page not found message. The Pentagon has not commented. Trump and other DEI critics say such initiatives are discriminatory. He's signed executive orders that aim to eradicate DEI initiatives from the government and private sector. But this is just ridiculous. This element of this is, in fact, ridiculous. Jeff Passan, a writer for ESPN, says the ghouls who did this should be ashamed. Jackie Robinson was the embodiment of an American hero. Fix this now. Pentagon spokesman Sean Parnell said, I think the president and the secretary have been very clear on this, that anybody that says in the Department of Defense that diversity is our strength is frankly incorrect. Our shared purpose and unity are our strength. And I say this as somebody who led a combat platoon in Afghanistan. That was probably the most divisive platoon that you could possibly imagine. Yeah, this is just wrong. This is ugly. But this is the world that we live in. By the way, I just saw a story that a federal judge has shot down the business of transgender people not being able to serve in the military. That's been Trump. He did that. The first time he was in office, he said, you can't serve in the military if you're a transgender person. And I'm of the opinion that the transgender person is the one that you want on the front lines. Transgender people put up with so much shit that they are the strongest of the strong. They have been through hell and back because of the way the world is. And their minds are sharp. They've been through a lot. They can adjust. And I think that those are the ones who should be, they should be the generals. You should take all transgender people and make them in charge of everybody. Most people, as we know, who enter the military are stupid and fucked up. I mean, just take a look at, like, if you think back to your graduating class, you had the kids that were going into the trades. You had the ones that were going into the college, going the college route. And then you've got the stupid people would enter the military. We all know this. And we love them for that. And then they go there and they love the routine, they're made strong, and they're better when they come out, but they're also crazy when they come out, and you just want to avoid these people. You don't even want to talk to them. All right. We need to have transgender people that are in charge of these morons that are on the battlefield. That is what I think should happen. Will it? I don't know. In fact, this judge now is saying, yeah, Trump is wrong, and transgender people can go in the military. So that's going to be tough. Can you imagine being a transgender person and you're in Navy SEAL training? I mean, you're going to be getting, it's difficult enough just getting the training, let alone all these morons brutalizing you. If that transgender person gets through the training, they're the best. Bob says Eric wants transgender people to die by sending them to the front lines of war. Well, no, you got to understand. They won't get killed. They are super soldiers compared to the shitheads who are behind them. These are the bravest of the brave, the smartest of the smart. These are the ones that need to be in there to keep all the morons in check. I just realized CMG, Madden Player for Life, who's an older gentleman. I forget his name. It's been too long. I'm wondering what you're thinking about these stances on these things. Because you're probably like, wait a minute. I don't remember him being like this the last time I watched him do his show. Man Bun Chris says that's the dude from Florida, right? I don't know where he's from. I just know he likes Madden, and he's an old timer, like older than me. Tyler says, think of them as our starting lineup, the best of the best that need to start the fighting for us. Exactly. All right. Valentina Gomez, or Gomez, Valentina for USA. She is on Twitter. She's running for Congress. Her Twitter profile says, Christ is king. I speak the truth. Cook the crooks and save the children. D1 swimmer with an MBA, financier. Team at valentinaforcongress.com. 410,000 people follow her.
Texas.
This is her little campaign speech to the folks in the great state of Texas. Let's hear what she has to say.
Texas, it's time you find out what district I chose to represent you in Congress. I've taken down pedophiles, criminals, corrupt politicians, and now I'm coming for the Joe Biden of the Republican Party. And when you vote me into Congress, I will become the greatest stock trader of all time. And the best thing about it is that I will be sharing every single one of my trades on X, just so you can get rich with me, and also to piss off every member of Congress that makes money from privileged information. They banned TikTok. Let's see how fast they ban congressional stock trading or put term limits. Texas 31st Congressional District, buckle up, because this time I'm coming with a war chest of cash and crypto.
Yeah, there she is. She's got, you see, she had the gun there. And she's in front of the Cybertruck. Looks like on the Salt Flats. All right, so she's running for Congress. Well, I just got a picture that Chris sent me. And then Rebecca says, I love that this has Jesus music in the background. Yeah, you're right. I was able to gather that. Ron writes, I think that the fellow's name is Ron, right? I'm a live and let live. Everybody has a right to live their life as they choose, as long as they're not causing anyone else harm. Yeah, this is Reverend Ron, LOL. Love that you're back here. Well, anyway, Ms. Valentina there? Valentina Gomez? This is the world we live in. Now, I can't say, well, I'll just show you the picture first. And this says, this picture is captioned with, "This is cheaper than deportation." And she's fired a gun into the back of the head of, I guess this is supposed to be a person who's in the country illegally. I wish Joe Martinez was here, because this lady is a Mexican lady like our pal Joe Martinez, but she is saying that if there is a person in the country illegally, that we should shoot them in the head. And I'm wondering how that plays in Latina rich Texas. We should shoot illegal immigrants in the back of the head while they're tied up to a chair. Now, if she clarified and said, this is what we should do with illegals in gangs instead of deporting them, I could get behind that. But she's not saying that. What she said, her words, this is cheaper than deportation. And she's fired the gun. You can see the smoke from the round being fired in the, and it appears that the gun has been fired. She's got some strength. I can see these hips are strong. She's a strong chick. There's no doubt about it. She could if she got you into a leg lock, it's all over. This is the world that we live in. The right loves saying the quiet part out loud. They have been, there's justification for them. They feel like this is okay now to do this. And so January, February, March, we're not even 2.5 months in, and we've got people running for Congress saying the best thing to do is shoot illegal immigrants in the back of the head. Wow.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Eric Prince, who has connections to us here in West Michigan. He's a Republican. He wrote, this is asinine and makes the right look idiotic and irresponsible. Stop this insanity. Valentina responds to that and says, Eric, I like you. You're a badass Navy SEAL, and you had the guts to pull the trigger on every enemy of America. I think you simply don't like my proposal because a dead rapist and murderer doesn't produce money for private contractors like yourself. Well, she's not saying that. She's just saying that this type of deportation is cheaper. Not every person who's from south of the border is a rapist. Some people just want to work. God damn it, you stupid bitch. This is crazy shit. Nakua Matata says it's a Trump new world. Ron says, so much hate going on, such a shame. Runner girl Amy says, I used to work at Prince Corp back in the day. It was Eric's dad's company. His sister-in-law is Betsy DeVos. That's embarrassing by itself. All right, a lot of people don't like Mrs. DeVos. I happen to like Mrs. DeVos. Anyway, let's see. I know there's a lot of politics here, but this is just too, there's too much to not talk about it. I forgot how I got this one. But you know how, like, in the U.S., there used to be back in the day, like, a sign that would say whites only or no black people or waiting room for colored people only by order of police department. Well, obviously, that hasn't been a thing for quite some time. But because of the changes that have been made in the way the law is written on a federal level, it is now acceptable and okay for a business to put up one of those signs. Before, you couldn't even do it. They are no longer, segregated facilities are no longer explicitly banned in federal contracts. And that is because there was a recent change in the last 2.5 months in the federal government, no longer explicitly prohibiting this, like from having segregated restaurants, waiting rooms, and drinking fountains. The segregation clause is one of several identified in a public memo issued by the General Services Administration last month, affecting all civil federal agencies. The memo explains that it is making changes prompted by Trump's executive order on DEI, which repealed an executive order signed by Lyndon Johnson in 1965, regarding federal contractors and non-discrimination. The memo also addresses Trump's executive order on gender identity. While there are still state and federal laws that outlaw segregation and discrimination that companies need to comply with, legal experts say this change to contracts across the federal government is significant. So, federal contracts, okay? And so I can't think of an example of when this would be done, but it's no longer a problem for federal contractors to put up a sign that says blacks go in the back, whites only in the front. Wow. Deleted mentions of drinking fountains, transportation, and housing. The clause in question is the Federal Acquisition Regulation, known as the FAR, a huge document used by agencies to write contracts for anyone providing goods or services to the federal government. Clause 52.222-21 of the FAR is titled Prohibition of Segregated Facilities and reads, the contractor agrees that it does not and will not maintain or provide for its employees any segregated facilities at any of its establishments, and that it does not and will not permit its employees to perform their services at any location under its control where segregated facilities are maintained. That's been deleted. So they just shut it down. Oh my God, what the fuck? All we can do at this point is go, holy shit, this is ridiculous. And that's it. And we're only 2.5 months into this. God damn it. There is one good news story that I have to get into. It is about the Minnesota lawmaker who is a Republican. He's a state senator named Justin Eichhorn. Just this, like last week, he tried to introduce a bill. He's one of five Republican authors of a bill introduced in the state house that would classify Trump derangement syndrome as a mental illness. That is what Trump supporters refer to liberals who are obsessed with Trump to the point of being mentally ill. So It's a way through politics to troll. The bill defines the syndrome as the acute onset of paranoia in otherwise normal persons that is a reaction to the policies and presidencies of Trump. And it goes on to list more about it. Well, Justin Eichhorn is probably no longer concerned with that bill. I'm guessing that 40-year-old Justin Eichhorn is not really going to be concerned with anything about that bill for quite some time. Despite being happily married with four children, something has happened concerning State Senator Justin Eichhorn. News broke on WCCO in Minnesota.
Now, this is breaking news from the WCCO Live Desk on CBS News Minnesota.
I'm Maria Lizagnoli with breaking news. Police in the Twin Cities say a Minnesota Republican state senator has been arrested for allegedly trying to solicit sex from a minor. Senator Justin Eichhorn of Grand Rapids was arrested Monday in Bloomington as part of a solicitation sting.
Grand Rapids, Minnesota.
Bloomington police say detectives communicated with 40-year-old Eichhorn, who thought he was talking to a 16-year-old girl. The detective arranged to meet Eichhorn on the 8300 block of Normandale Avenue. Eichhorn later arrived in a pickup truck, and he was arrested without incident, police say. Eichhorn is in custody and will be transported to the Hennepin County Adult Detention Center. Felony charges of soliciting a person under 18 years old to practice prostitution are pending from the Hennepin County Attorney's Office. WCCO left a message for Eichhorn's legislative assistant Tuesday and has not heard back. Senate Republicans released a statement saying, quote, "We are shocked by these reports and this alleged conduct demands an immediate resignation. Justin has a difficult road ahead and he needs to focus on his family," end quote. Meanwhile, Senate Majority Leader Democrat Aaron Murphy released a statement.
Here's what a whole...
All right. What did that statement say? I guess we won't know. Oh, no. Tyler says this is the second time that I've seen him, and I immediately thought pedo. Oh, my God. Rebecca says, I'd also like to point out that it was not a drag queen soliciting a minor. How great is this? Oh, shit. Married, four kids. They're going to hear about this shit. The kids are going to be like, the wife wants to kill him. I mean, how's he going to spin it? I mean, is this something that, are you going to just throw yourself at the mercy of God, the court, and your wife and family? Or are you going to deny till you die? Oh, that is spectacular. Rebecca says it's almost like every bill they present is actually a confession. David says this guy needs to be the asshole of the day. I agree with you. That is spectacular. Holy shit. Justin Eichhorn. What a... The feeling that must have washed over him, you know, to have that much boldness to actually solicit someone, even if it is overage, in a prostitution sting, that could look ugly. But now it's a child. You're actually caught soliciting a child. Like, you want to have sex with the person because it's a child. Because it's a minor. And right on the heels of you presenting this crazy bill and wasting everybody's time and being an asshole, this is great. Rebecca says, I'm sure he just wanted to teach her about the good news of Jesus. Oh, without a doubt. Oh, God, this is fucking fantastic. I'm so happy this happened. Thank you to whoever sent the story my way. And several of you have been sending stories in, and I appreciate that. It always helps. Send them to me, eric@ericzaneshow.com, on the Shoreliners Striping inbox. Shoreliners Striping, a great place. They stripe athletic fields. They stripe parking lots. And they are awesome. Okay. The Grand Rapids Gold are in action tonight. Head over to NBAGrandRapids.com if you want to get tickets. I am there. I'll be courtside. I want to see you. Let me know that you're there. We can shake hands. Grand Rapids Gold in action tonight. NBAGrandRapids.com for tickets. When it comes to insurance, Frank Fuss can get you the health care you need. He helps you along with the healthcare.gov, the marketplace. So if you own a business, are in between jobs, or maybe your boss does not offer insurance, Frank can help you every step of the way. To get started, go to buyinsurancehere.com. That's buyinsurancehere.com, and Frank will set you up. Doesn't cost you anything, and he can help you no matter where you are in the U.S. If you're in West Michigan and you're looking to buy a home, the realtor of choice is Adam Casari. You can find him on Facebook. Just search Adam, C-A-S-A-R-I, or call 616-914-4061, 616-914-4061 for Adam Casari Realty. If I can't imagine this happening. There is a lottery, Texas jackpot, worth $83.5 million. And a Texas woman won this thing in February through a counter service. Said the Texas Lottery Commission advised her the winnings may never be paid out as the Texas Rangers investigate the lottery drawing. The woman says, I'm being treated as a bad guy and wishes to remain anonymous. So what the hell is going on here? All she did was try to win the lottery.
Woman who won an $83.5 million jackpot this year may not see any of that money, and that's because her lottery win is being investigated by the Texas Rangers.
Her attorney says the Texas Lottery Commission is waiting for the investigation to end before it decides whether or not it will pay out those winnings. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Daniel Mudding.
And I'm Jennifer Sanders. The woman wants to remain anonymous, but she spoke to our Capitol Bureau reporter, Dylan McKim, today.
I've noticed about TV broadcasters, as more and more people get out of television because it's kind of going away like radio. You know, it's and radio's going away like newspapers and print, all that. It seems like we're getting more and more fluffy newscasters, like this lady right here. And I think that it's a combination of more and more women are getting, and men are getting bigger, and women that are not fluffy are leaving TV for other gigs. So that means that TV stations have had to open the door for more opportunities for some of our lovely, fluffy broadcasters.
Thanks so much for joining us.
I'm like this lady right here. She's fluffy as hell.
And I'm Jennifer Sanders. The woman wants to remain anonymous, but she spoke to our Capitol Bureau reporter, Dylan McKim, today, and she says she won fair and square and the state should pay out the life-changing money.
A Texas woman walked through the doors of the Lottery Commission Tuesday morning with an $83.5 million lottery ticket, but she left empty-handed and uncertain.
I'm being treated as the bad guy.
Her winnings withheld amidst a political storm. Texas lawmakers are currently debating the legality of lottery courier services, which allow you to buy lottery tickets on your phone. She purchased her winning ticket on a courier service called Jackpocket.
I've never heard of a courier service, but They're explaining it.
Never in a million years would think that there was anything sketchy or inappropriate.
A week after her win, the Lottery Commission announced it's banning those types of services. Her attorney, Randy Howery, says she should still get her money.
We play by all the rules, and we're still playing by all the rules, and we expect that my client should...
He looks like a Texas attorney, doesn't he?
...be paid with...
The Texas Rangers are not only investigating his client's win, but another $95 million jackpot win from 2023 that raised many questions. Both Howery and his client say the two events are extremely different.
Both jackpot wins were purchased electronically. In 2023, a single group worked with four retailers to purchase more than $25 million worth of tickets to nearly guarantee a win. In this most recent jackpot win, that woman purchased only $20 worth of tickets.
Sometimes.
So I guess if you have that type of money to blow on a lottery, if you're trying to win a $100 million lottery and you spend $25 million to buy all of the number combinations, all right, that's probably why they're frowning on that. But that's not the problem with this chick. She didn't do that.
Reasons to investigate.
And when she did it, it was still legal. What the fuck?
Things, I don't think mine is one of them.
Typically, the commission would pay out the winnings within a three-day period after the ticket is presented. It does not appear that will happen this week. Howery says he and his client are prepared to take legal action if need be. But the woman with the winning ticket hopes it doesn't come to that.
This is an opportunity for me to do other things with my life. And I want to be able to go do those.
In Austin, I'm Dylan McCamp.
And we did reach out to the Lottery Commission. A spokesperson confirmed the jackpot winner has come forward and the claim is being reviewed. And we also reached out to the Texas Rangers to ask about a timeline on the investigation. A spokesperson said the Texas Rangers continue to look into the...
That's crazy. God damn. Yoda World says, so they're trying to deny it on a technicality. That tracks. David describes the news team as the B squad. Exactly. That's what we're getting. We're getting B squad news and B squad radio people. That's why they let me back on the air. Part of the B squad. You know? All right. Thank you, as always, to my friends at Tag Accounting. Go to Tag Accounting, tagcpa.net. You've got a little under a month to get your taxes done. You can get them done from anywhere in the U.S. You can call to get started at 616-301-9516, 616-301-9516. Tagcpa.net. From anywhere in the U.S., get your taxes done fast. You don't have to be present to get your taxes done. You can upload all your documents via the online portal. They'll explain it all to you over the phone. And there you go. Or you can just send an email, Troy, at tagcpa.net, if you like. I'm lean on content. I'll see if anything's come into the email. Negative. I'm going to end it right there. With today's asshole of the day. Yesterday it was Mark Gastineau. Well deserved. Today it has to be Justin Eichhorn. Isn't that from Ace Ventura? Finkel? Eichhorn? Eichel Finkhorn? I don't know. Remember, really. Laces out. That's your asshole of the day. And that's it for me. Thank you, folks, for being here. I appreciate it. Talk to you a little bit later on Patreon. Always a good time. Patreon.com/everything. That's it. Have a good one. Thank you, folks. Bye-bye.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.